The majority of people, I think, assume that it's a lack of tool set that's stopping them from getting to where they want to go, when in reality, for the majority of people, it's a lack of mindset. Most of us have access to the tool set. It's just our mindset that's lacking. The mindset is one, believing I don't have enough money, I don't have access to enough tools, I don't have access to enough things to go and do it. That if I want to go and build a business, I need this, 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 and this. I need $10,000, I need $100,000 to go out and do that. I need to have this type of degree, I need to have this type of parent, I need to have access to these types of people in order to go out and build a successful business. If I want to go out and invest my money, I need $10,000 before I can invest for it to be worthwhile. Why would I want to start investing with $10? What is that going to do? When in reality, these small investments do build up. If you are 21 years old today, and you start by investing just $100 a month, which is just over $3 a day, and you do this consistently until you retire, until you're 65 years old, 66 years old, and you can get an average 10% return on your money. That doesn't mean it's a 10% return every single year, it's an average 10% return over the course of investment, which is the average stock market return. You will retire a millionaire.
Savers are losers and cash is trash. And yet people are, well, I want a high paying job. Well, that's an obsolete idea. Get out of debt is an obsolete idea. You should learn how to get into debt, how to use debt to get rich. And they'll never teach you about taxes. The reason the 1% is way up here and the 99% are going this way is because when you print money, two things happen, inflation and taxes. It's going to crush you.
How do we start changing the mindset? And some people might be like, but why would you tell them that? Because what happens is you got to start somewhere. You got to make the game winnable in the language that we can understand. And so once you learn English, now you say, you know what? I want to learn Spanish. I want to learn French. I want to learn that because now you understand the power of words. Right. And so once they started understanding the power of the game, it was like, okay, I can play this game. And so it was powerful for me when my homies in the street started investing in money.
And it really is that shift. You know, I call it the minority mindset, thinking differently than the majority of people, because it's doing something different. Most of us are taught just to be consumers. We're never taught to do anything else. And I mean, think about the last time your teachers taught you about the importance of investing your money. You have to be willing to go out of your way to learn how some of these things work, because if you don't, you're just going to be a pawn in the system. And it's very unfortunate. It sucks. And, you know, this is where I'm trying to help provide that education, because these are things I never grew up learning. These are things that I wish somebody would have told me.
Like, once you start understanding the fundamentals, you give yourself power, because you now understand, like you said, you see how the machine works, right? And so most people look at the machine and marvel and say either, like most people look at the stock market, most 98% of the people who I know look at the stock market and say, yo, that's not a game I can play. I'm staying away from it. And so the way it's set up is, the world is set up, well, listen, cool, I don't even want you to play it. Just give me your money, I'll play it for you. So we look at like banks, like we understand that banks don't necessarily work in our favor, right? So banks only give us 0.05% interest on the money we have there. Well, we can get 8% just by putting our money in the index fund. So why would I just sit my money in a bank and let the bank make all the money? Because all they're gonna do is invest the money for you. So they now operating as the plug. They operate now as the man who, I'm gonna front you this, I'm gonna make my money, I'm gonna take the cut, I'm gonna give you just enough to keep coming back. I won't go to the plug. Who is the plug? The stock market, right? And so once I understood the fundamentals of, like, the most important thing too is we don't understand how money works. That's a whole different language in its own. The relationship with money in my community is you make money, just enough to pay bills. And so once you get tired of paying bills, you say, you know what? I need to treat myself to something, right? No matter if I got to go in debt, no matter if I got, I need to treat myself to something to take this misery away. So you treat yourself to something that you can't afford at the time, right? But it makes you feel good in the moment. And so because it makes you feel good, you say, you know what? I'm living. This is a reprieve from everyday struggle. Let me get back on the hamster wheel. And so the sacrifice now becomes hard, because now you're saying, I gotta work, 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 and never get that reprieve. I'm not willing to do that, right? And so that's the mindset comes in and says,
If you're a small business owner, you already know what it takes to keep everything moving. You're juggling customers, invoices, and about 100 decisions every day. Thankfully, taxes don't have to be one more thing on that list. With Intuit TurboTax, you can get your business taxes done for you with a full-service expert. TurboTax matches you with your dedicated tax expert who knows your industry, understands your business write-offs, and gives you the personalized advice your business deserves. Upload your documents right in the app, hand everything off, and still feel like you're in the loop the whole way through. You can even get real-time updates on your expert's progress right in the app, which makes it so much easier to stay on track. And you can get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com to get matched with an expert today. Only available with TurboTax full service experts.
Everybody around me had the same problem. No one represented the solution. So if I don't change something, I'm only going to end up like everybody else I know.
When we have obsolete ideas, we get obsolete results. So what's happening for most people, the idea of going to school, getting a job, working hard, saving money, getting out of debt, buying your house because it's an asset, investing for the long term, is obsolete. The world has changed.
Where should people be putting their money? I know there's no one size fits all.
So I'll tell you where I invest my money. I invest my money in five places. My business, Market Briefs, and other startups. I invest my money in real estate. Invest my money in stocks. Invest some money in cryptocurrency. And invest some money in physical gold. Now, before, my active investment, main one, was real estate. That was the thing that I loved and the thing that I really understood. So anytime I had extra cash, I would go out and buy rental properties. But now I'm doing less and less of that so I can have more money to invest in my own company, Market Briefs. I pay myself a salary. Out of that salary, pretty much all of that gets passively invested. It gets invested into stocks, crypto, and physical gold. So what does that mean, right? Well, in stocks, I have a system where every Wednesday, and you can pick whatever day, it doesn't really matter, but for me it's Wednesday, my money is automatically pulled out of my bank account and it's invested into a few different ETFs. So an ETF is an exchange-traded fund, and you could think of it like a group of stocks. So instead of going out and investing in Amazon, one company, and then hoping Amazon grows, you invest in a group of companies. Like, some will give you exposure to 30, some will give you exposure to 500, some will give you exposure to thousands. There's a bunch of different ETFs out there, and there's ETFs for a bunch of different things. Like, one example that I invest in is the S&P 500 ETF. The S&P 500 is a group of the biggest 500 companies on the stock market. And so when you invest in this ETF, you're literally or indirectly slash directly investing in the biggest 500 companies on the stock market without individually investing in all of them. You invest in one ticker symbol and it gives the exposure to all of them. So you're in essence investing in the companies that make America, America, investing in America. You can invest in specific sectors, technology, healthcare. You can invest in companies around the world, emerging markets. And so you can find these ETFs, you know, again, Google search, YouTube, you'll find kind of the things that you'll see what you're interested in, buy what you're spending your money on. And so that's one thing that I do. I have a few ETFs. Every Wednesday, I'm buying them. And then I have my cryptocurrencies. So for me, you know, I think cryptocurrency is going to have a lot of value in the future. But I also believe it's going to be very volatile. I think we're going to see a lot of, you know, just like anything else, there's a lot of dumb money in crypto. And, you know, anytime you have all this money that was printed, right, money's going to want to go to dumb places. And so I think that we're going to see some cryptocurrencies go under. And again, what is that going to do? It's going to create panic. It's going to create volatility. It's going to create fear. So, you know, especially when the newer asset class, you have to be willing to understand that and withstand that. And so, you know, I understand that, you know, I'm not the most educated person in crypto, but I understand the basics. I believe in the value of the blockchain. So I invest in Bitcoin, Ethereum, and a couple of the smaller coins, the things that I believe in, and that's happening every day. And then I invest in physical gold. Every month, I have some cash going to buy some physical gold every month. And so this has happening on autopilot. It's automatic, it's passive, and it's consistent. And it's just a simple way for me to invest.
So the real entrepreneur has an internal focus. that if they fall down, they say, oh, this is good, because I'm going to go up higher. You know, the average person will fall down and say, oh, I'm going to take some Prozac. Or somebody has a mistake, oh, the mistakes don't matter. Well, mistakes matter. It means you didn't know something. But a real entrepreneur, whether they fall down or they go, they always can go up. They can stand back up and go higher. That no matter what happens to them, they get stronger and better and smarter and happier. But a person with a weak internal mindset is that they're so afraid of what happens, it generally happens. Like, you know, people who are afraid of losing their jobs, they generally lose their jobs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, no, so everything you can comes through you.
Yeah, so the entrepreneur first job is control inside here, not outside there.